This is Desmond Xavier, and you're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
You're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio, featuring the Interactive Interview, courtesy of WrestlingEpicenter.com.
So what you gonna do?
Let me talk to you, dummies.
Oh, yeah.
You're where it's at.
If you're smart like me,
you gotta listen.
And if you don't listen to it,
I'll come out of your computer and body slam your ass.
Don't be a Melvin.
I will scar you.
Open your third eye.
Woo! It's gonna be cool.
Oh, what a rush.
It's showtime!
We had a lovely conversation.
To the Interactive Interview. Interactive Wrestling Radio.
You knew we had to play that as the intro. Welcome to another edition of InteractiveWrestlingRadio.com. In fact, welcome to one of three different editions with this introduction. We have three for you this week. We're keeping busy right here at the Wrestling Epicenter. First things first, we have Impact Wrestling star who will be on Under Pressure, the reason for the song, the bed music, if you will. It's going to be Desmond Xavier as he takes on Brian Cage in an X Division Championship qualifier match, actually a number one contendership match for the X Division Championship. Of course, Xavier defeated Petey Williams on last week's Impact to qualify for this week's match. Going to be interesting to see how he deals with the big man, Brian Cage. We also have from WCW, from the AWA, from Continental, whatever you want to remember him from best. Currently, he's working for MLW, Colonel Robert Parker, the legendary wrestling manager of the Stud Stable, joins us for an exclusive interview. Hope you guys enjoy that one. And tomorrow, we have Tessa Blanchard's Impact Wrestling teleconference. Be sure and check out WrestlingEpicenter.com for not just interviews, but our interview archives is online. You can also check out the store as well as all the great information we have at WrestlingEpicenter.com. Let's get to the interviews.
What's up, everybody? It's the Swolverine, the FM Machine, Mr. GMSI, Brian Cage. Here you're checking out Interactive Wrestling Radio.
This week on the Ryan Morrill's Championship Wrestling Hour for Good Boys, the inaugural matches of the Silver Spotlight Tournament, and in our main event, the zesty one Manny Lemons takes on the monster Robert Baines. Check your local listings for time and channel.
This is Petey Williams, the Canadian Destroyer, and you're in the Wrestling Epicenter.
This is Moose, and you're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
Welcome back to Interactive Wrestling Radio, right here on InteractiveWrestlingRadio.com and WrestlingEpicenter.com. On the newsmaker line with me right now is the Cardiac Kid, Desmond Xavier. Mr. Xavier, are you with me?
I am here. How's everybody doing?
It's a pleasure to have you on. We're doing great, by the way, and it's going to be a great show coming up just tomorrow night. Impact Wrestling goes Under Pressure. You're going to be in one of the big featured matches on a qualifying match for the X Division Championship, actually a number one contenders match, I should say, against a guy who's definitely not your typical X Division wrestler in Brian Cage. thoughts going into that match with such a monster?
Brian Cage. What can be said about him that hasn't already been said? He's truly a freak of nature. His athleticism is extremely difficult to combat because you have to take into consideration his size. But in order for me to do that, I'm definitely going to have to research as much as I can on him and come up with the best game plan for him. But I look forward to it, and I plan on walking out of here the victor.
Very cool. What do you think of the open door policy of the X Division, to where, you know, I remember back in the old days, I don't know if you've been following Impact for as long as I have since day one, but they had a big guy. It was Carl Ouellette, and he was wrestling as X, and he was kind of trying to illustrate the fact that you could be a big guy in the X Division. Obviously, that's been proven with Brian Cage and so many others. What do you think of, even Bobby Lashley was in the X Division for a time. Thoughts on the fact that the X Division is still no limits, and it's not just about a weight class, but more about a style?
I am still a firm believer, and it's not about weight limits. It's about no limits. If you feel that you can push the boundaries of reality and capability, then go ahead and step into the X Division, and we'll see what you can do. Brian Cage felt that he can, and he has proved himself to. So it definitely goes to show you that it doesn't matter about your size. It's all about what you can do.
Awesome. And you qualified for this match by beating a guy who's become a kind of a frequent guest on our show, which is Petey Williams. You beat him in a rather lengthy match on Impact. It was really a lot of fun to watch. You guys really tore it up. Thoughts on your match with Petey Williams, and what does it mean for you to defeat one of the pioneers of the X Division in Petey?
To share the ring with Petey was amazing. To walk out the victor made it even more sweet, but just sharing the ring with him alone was a learning experience, and it's something that I will continue, that I will take with me on my journey to be X Division champion. And to combat against a pioneer of the X Division, it's something that you have always dreamt of. I've watched Petey for a very long time, and it was a little bit surreal to be standing across the ring from him. So I did have to take a step back and let go of the fan that still lives in me, and see him as an adversary and come out the victor.
Very cool. We had Andrew Everett on just a couple weeks ago, and he's kind of coined calling himself hilariously athletic, and I think that qualifies for yourself as well. He spoke about how he kind of got started with more of the acrobatics, more aerial moves. When did you kind of lose the fear and just decide, you know, I could probably do that and start doing these crazy moves?
I kind of walked in with that thought process, being influenced by a lot of the smaller guys and the X Division stars. Seeing the capabilities of the human body, I just went for it. I had that fearless nature, so I was willing to go ahead and just dive head first and see what my body could or couldn't do. And I think that that's what put me in this position that I am right now, where I do know the capabilities of my body. And I do know that there's a lot more that I'm capable of. So when the time is right, I do plan on bringing that out.
Very cool. I'm a big fan of the surprise finishing holds. And one of the moves that you're using right now is, it kind of reminds me of a combination of maybe Jay Lethal's Lethal Injection mixed with AJ Styles' classic Pele kick. Where did you come up with that crazy combination move?
The what's aptly known as the Hokele, to many of my friends and fans, is named after a good friend of mine who has been a huge part of my career. The combination came from, I'm a huge martial arts fan, and seeing some of the movements of Donnie Yen and Jet Li and Bruce Lee and trying to mirror those, it created the extra momentum backflip Pele, I guess you can kind of, is the best way to describe it, where I do a back handspring to build initial momentum and then followed by the actual Pele itself to knock my opponent out. That, it just came to me. And it's got me Super X Cup Championship. So imagination is an amazing thing and can reap beautiful benefits.
You must be reading my question sheet. That's my next question on the list. You, very early in your run here at Impact Wrestling, or there at Impact Wrestling, you captured the Super X Cup, the GFW Super X Cup as it was. It had to be a great compliment to you to be so soon into the company to have such a honor bestowed upon yourself.
Yes, the Super X Cup has been a tournament that I've known of for a long time, and it's synonymous with X Division stars that are the cream of the crop, the ones that are just a notch above the other ones. And for me to be a part of it alone was an awesome experience. And I knew that with me being a part of it, I had to put forth my best effort to make sure that I walked out the winner. And I was lucky to be able to walk out of that the victor. And it has given me a lot of notoriety of being one of the top X Division stars, and that's the level that I plan on living up to and possibly surpassing and being the X Division champion.
Excellent, excellent. So earlier this year, we interviewed Brian Pillman Jr., and he spoke of Dave Crist, who is listed as one of your trainers as well. Dave Crist, of course, being one of OVE. Thoughts on Dave Crist, and why does he stand out as this guy who's training these amazing names like yourself, like Brian Pillman Jr., so many others?
I initially trained out at Gilbert's Pro Wrestling Academy under Earl the Pearl and Ramblin' Rich Myers and Ronnie Zuko. Those are who laid the foundation. Once I moved back home to Ohio is when I began to train under Dave Crist. And it's just his unique outlook on wrestling, in my opinion. The way that he approaches opponents, the way that he approaches how to do a certain move kind of makes you think outside the box. And when you're thinking outside of the box, it's something that fans are appreciative of and opponents are not knowing of. So I feel that that is what's creating these unique students coming out of Dave Crist's training academy.
Awesome, awesome.
Which is also known as...
So you're not just an Impact guy.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
I didn't know. It was on a bit of a delay. I apologize. Sorry.
I didn't mean to step on you. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. The training facility that's actually where Dave Crist actually trains, the OI4K Training Academy in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, which is right in your backyard.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. All right. So you are not just an Impact Wrestling star, though, but you're also a globetrotter, easy for me to say. You've traveled the world with your tag team partner, Zachary Wentz, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, Dragon Gate. Any thoughts on seeing Zachary Wentz in Impact Wrestling full time?
I would love to have Zach a part of Impact Wrestling full time. He's another one of those Ohio guys that are doing amazing things. And once given the opportunity to be in Impact, I know that he will definitely soar beyond expectations. So for Zachary to be a part of Impact, 100% endorse that. Look forward to the possibility of it. And hopefully I can be standing across from him or alongside him in an Impact ring soon.
Very cool. So the first time I saw you, I had just walked in the room. I admit I was getting a drink, and we came into the room, and I saw you working, and I thought, oh, crap, Impact signed Shane Strickland. I don't know why, but I just when I saw you from behind, I just thought, oh, that's Shane Strickland. You kind of move like him a little bit similar body shape, I guess, who, by the way, is Killshot in Lucha Underground. So that kind of brings me to my next question. What is your thoughts on Impact Wrestling branching out and kind of breaking that fourth wall in working with other promotions like Lucha Underground, like we've seen with AAA and Pro Wrestling NOAH over in Japan?
I personally feel that it's awesome. The unity in wrestling is something that I've always hoped would come about more. Instead of us trying to belittle someone else's craft, let's uplift it, because ultimately it's bettering overall wrestling. So I feel that the unity between the companies and breaking that fourth wall, as you had said, is a great thing, and it's going to reap beautiful benefits for multiple parties.
Awesome. So since your debut in Impact just over a year ago, you've seen a few changes already. I think that as a longtime fan of the company, though, I can say that the most recent change, the most recent direction the company is taking, seems to have the most positive reaction from the talent I've spoken to, as well as the fans that I keep in contact with as well. Thoughts on the new direction of Impact Wrestling under Don Callis and Scott D'Amore's creative attention?
I 100% support it. It's moving us towards our ultimate goal, and that is to be seen by more fans so that they can have an appreciation for a different style of wrestling. New stars, new things to be seen, and just different. We're looking to show you that wrestling is not just one way. There's another way that you can have your ice cream. There's another way that you can have your pizza. There's another way that you can have your chicken wings. There's another way that you can enjoy something that you have been watching for so many years. It may not be the way that you like it initially, but hey, you may come around to it.
There you go. All right, so kind of a softball question as my last question before I ask for a little favor from you. And that is, what are your future plans at Impact Wrestling?
Number one, of course, win the X Division Championship. Number two, go down in history as the best X Division Champion. And then three, who knows, maybe be a Triple Crown winner.
All right. Following the footsteps of AJ Styles, I think, with that one. All right. Hey, before I let you go, I appreciate you taking the time to do this with us. Before I let you go, can I ask for just a radio ID, just saying this is Desmond Xavier and you're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio?
Yes, I can do that. This is Desmond Xavier and you're listening to Interactive Wrestling Radio.
This is the Wrestling Epicenter. For over 15 years, we've brought you the top names in professional wrestling for exclusive interviews. Everybody you see here has been interviewed by our site. But we're more than just interviews. So be sure and check out WrestlingEpicenter.com for news, results, information, and of course our store. WrestlingEpicenter.com, your number one source for wrestling information.